The Cheese Board on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So we're back at the lovely Cheese Board shop on Commercial Street in Harrogate with Gemma, of course, of the Cheese Board. Thank you for letting me in here, Gemma.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. It's a wonderful shop. It's always a pleasure to come down here because there is an absolute array of cheese, as you'd expect from a shop called the Cheese Board. All sorts of traditional cheeses, but today we're particularly focusing on some special cheeses.
Yeah, we're talking about flavoured cheeses. Not everyone agrees that there should be any additives in cheese. Some people, purists, think, you know, have the cheddar on the side, apple on the side, and your wine in the glass. But actually, these cheeses are becoming really, really popular now. There's so many different types out there, but actually a lot of them, which I'm showing you today, are all with natural products.
It's not just a novelty, but you see them a lot at food festivals. I was at a food festival the other weekend, and there was a big stall of flavoured cheeses and all sorts of weird and wonderful cheeses nestled in amongst all those different flavoured foods you get nowadays, you know, sausages of all sorts of flavours and that kind of thing. But they're really, really popular. The crowd at the cheese stall was massive, so that you're onto something here with these flavoured cheeses. And these ones, so you say they're all natural ingredients, so it's just basically mixing things into the cheese.
Exactly, yes. I mean, the Wensleydale with the fruits, that's all the genuine fruit goes in there. And actually, it just enhances the flavour of the cheese. There's, you know, perfect sort of match made in heaven. I've got some really unusual ones to show you today. But also, when you come into the shop, we have all the flavoured ones to one side. It just looks so colourful as well. Mm. And it's a really interesting talking point on the cheese board.
It does, yeah. It just makes it stand out, doesn't it? You know, you're used to your kind of, you know, array of white and yellow cheeses, but maybe the odd bit of red cheese in there. But these are, I mean, one of the cheeses in front of me on this board that Gemma's very kindly arranged for me is black.
Yeah.
It's completely black all the way through. It's cut in half and it's black all the way through. It's not just a black kind of coating, which you might see occasionally. And you've also had bright green. I've seen bright pink as well as I've walked through the shop. Just give us an idea of some of the flavours and why they're those colours.
So, for instance, the pink one called Windsor Red is a cheddar with port and brandy. So that is the colour from the port. The black one we have in front of us is charcoal, and that is all natural. And it's literally charcoal running through, blended with the cheddar, to make it that really black colour. It's actually, it doesn't alter the flavour, although you get a slightly gritty texture, which just, again, enhances the texture and flavour.
I've got to admit, you say charcoal in some cheese, and I kind of go, well, I don't want to eat charcoal. Should we have a taste of this one and just kind of, I'm intrigued, because I'm kind of going, why would I want charcoal in my cheese? It just tastes like cheese.
Like a creamy cheddar.
Absolutely.
But it's got wow factor.
Yeah, it has got a slightly smoky flavour to it, as you kind of might expect from charcoal, but it's not like one of those smoked cheeses that you get, the ones that look like little sausages that you get from from the supermarket. Yeah, like you say, the black going to make people go, hang on, what?
I think people just can't quite believe it. I think that's why we sell a lot of it as well, but it's definitely a talking factor.
That doesn't just come as plain cheddar, does it? It comes as...
No, they've also got one out with chilli called Flaming Charcoal and a smoky one as well. And they come in lumps of coal.
Oh, they do look like lumps of coal. Yeah, absolutely. I love that. So what are some of the other flavours that we've got here?
So we've got an Irish one called Carhill's Porter, and that's got Guinness running through it. And that's really marbled effect.
It looks a little bit like a really posh... I don't mean this in a derogatory way whatsoever. It looks like a really posh kitchen worktop.
So that's quite subtle.
It's very subtle.
Yeah, but the flavour does come through at the end.
If you've got that sat amongst your normal cheeses, that's what people are going to go, oh, what's that one, aren't they? It does just have that very subtle flavour to it, and that, I guess, comes from it being not artificial. It comes from it being natural and just kind of...
Yeah.
It's still a cheese. It's not a lump of flavour.
No, exactly, yeah. Jeez. Do you want to go fruity? And this is a white Stilton with mango and ginger.
Oh, mango?
Yeah.
Mango cheese.
So the sweetness and the tart ginger is quite a nice marry. It's almost like having the sweet cheesecake.
It is like a cheesecake. It is not what you'd expect from a cheese at all. It's really, that's like a treat. That.
Yeah, a real treat, yeah. So that's made by Long Clawson, and Long Clawson are really famous for their blue Stilton. So just to show that, you know, although Long Clawson are really renowned with their blue Stilton, they will make flavoured cheeses because they don't see anything wrong with it, and they're a massive seller.
That's a really good, you know, when people have a cheese board as their dessert, that would make a wonderful dessert cheese for someone who's kind of going, oh, I'm not entirely sure. Because some people, absolutely love a cheese board for their dessert. And some people go, well, it's not sweet, it's not a dessert. But that kind of hits both camps, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That counts for both.
I had never heard of a white Stilton. I thought all Stilton was blue. So that's I've learned something there.
So it's just basically without the blue veining injected into it. But yeah, so it's very fresh, white, crumbly cheese.
What's next, Gemma?
So we've got a Yorkshire one, Yorkshire Cask. It's with mustard seed and hellfire ale.
Well, that's got quite a strong flavour to it, that one.
That's the mustard.
Yeah, you can taste the mustard in that.
But it's quite a mature cheddar, which has to stand up to the mustard. So.
Yeah, it really suits it, actually. The mustard kind of adds just a little kick to that strong cheese flavour.
And that would be really nice melted on toast as well, dare I say it.
That sounds like a great idea. I can imagine that being really nice hot.
Yeah, like a bit of like a Welsh rarebit type thing.
Right, this, as far as I'm concerned, is the main event now.
So the final one I've chosen is called Red Devil. It's from the Snowdonia Cheese Company, and it's a red Leicester with chili pepper and flakes.
You know, I've come a long way since my days as a child, because Red Leicester used to be the only cheese I would eat as a child. So I'm quite happy by this. Oh, that's really nice.
It's got quite an afterkick.
Yeah, it takes a while for the chilli to come through. Well, yeah, it's come in now. And again, you know, you might not necessarily think about having something spicy with cheese. You know, if you're a cheese traditionalist and you have it with your wine, or you maybe have it on a bit of fruitcake, having a bit of spice is a bit different,
The thing is, what I say, people say, oh, you know, you're such a renowned cheese shop, you've got flavoured cheeses in. And I don't think you can be a cheese snob about it. I think if people want it, if they like it, why not? It looks great on a cheese board, they taste great. Why not? I think they add a bit of quirkiness to the cheese world.
So next time you're thinking, oh, do you know what, fancy some cheese, maybe a little late night treat or whatever, maybe you're getting some friends around and having a bit of a dinner party, if you really want to wow them, why not try a flavoured cheese and do something a little bit different? Yeah. If people want to find out more about your range and about what you've got a website, haven't you, Gemma?
Thecheeseboard.net, or pop into the shop and we'll always offer tasters first. So you won't go home with anything you don't like.
Fantastic. So come down and taste those flavours, and next time you do a cheese board, have something a little bit different.
The Cheese Board on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.